what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Censored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. We're on this Tuesday night edition of the program, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And glad to be back, glad to be with you tonight. And we, of course, are scheduled to talk with columnist D.V. Kidd, who, of course, as you know, has her own website, too, www.dv.com. That's D-E-V-V-Y. David Everett Victor Victor Yellow. DV.com. www.dv.com. She's also, of course, regularly featured on newswithviews.com. So you might also want to look her up there as well. I think you will find her columns to be most efficacious. And her latest column that we got just yesterday has to do with Nancy Pelosi and why efforts to recall her will fail. So we'll talk about that and other columns and the treason in Washington. And, of course, the silly discussion tonight of the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and the rest of that crowd. Oh, my. Oh, Obama, Osama, Olama. Yes, indeed. And Jonathan Edwards. My goodness. We'll have a lot of fun. So you join us. The number, 800-313-9443. Dial often and early, as they say. Dial right now. Yes, indeed. All right, let's say hello to her right now before the break. D.V. Kidd, welcome. Hi.
Hi, Rick.
How are you?
Oh, I'm telling you, these guys like Sean Hannity get funnier by the minute.
Oh, you were listening to Sean Insanity, were you?
Well, I don't watch his show. I monitor these, but timing in life is everything. And about 30 minutes ago, he had some guy on, Frank Luntz, some author, and Sean Hannity opened the segment by saying, well, tonight we're going to talk about the Republican debate, and, you know, maybe we give too much time to the top three contenders. Maybe we should give the lower-ranking ones a little time, because, you know, there's this small group of Ron Paul supporters out there that are awfully energetic, and
yes,
they just
vocal.
Went on to make out Ron Paul supporters were these cult followers, and how the audience at the GOP debate, you know, they had these graphs and, oh, he gave the worst answers. And Mitt Romney was, you know, he showed us, you know, how great he was when he talked about the surge and supporting the surge. Then when you go over to polls like ABC News, I mean, the establishment news, and see what the final numbers are. Mm-hmm. Ron Paul gets 37,300. Mitt Romney gets 4,500 votes. Giuliani gets 3,411. When you look at all of these different various polls, and then you watch something like that, it is just unbelievable what's going on.
Well, you know, it used to be they would lie to your face, and you didn't have any choice because you didn't know any better. But now they lie to your face when the evidence is contrary to everything they're saying.
Oh,
it's pretty bold, yeah.
It really is something
is.
To behold.
It is, and we'll talk about that and your columns when we come back after the break. With D.V. Kidd, the number 800-313-9443. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You ask me, he's lost his nerve.
And yeah, that's the story of Sean Insanity, huh? We're back now with DV Kid. And, D.V., you know, you just pointed out a good example of just how blatant the disinformation is and the lying and the attempt to manipulate our minds by the bought and paid for media moguls. And I'll tell you, I mean, it's all across the board. Where does it end? Tell me, where does it end?
It ends when people stop supporting these media outlets. Mm-hmm. If you keep funding your enemy, they will continue to destroy you. Every yes. major newspaper in this country is owned by a consortium. We know that the major networks, ABC, CBS, and now the cable networks, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, they're all of the same agenda. And as long as people continue to fund them, they will be able to operate. And now with Rupert Murdoch mm-hmm. buying up the Wall Street Journal and the Dow Stock Exchange, this guy literally is going to control the world of information outside the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
I do not patronize any newspaper in this country. I refuse to put any money in their pocket. I won't buy a single thing from the sponsors of these programs. I won't do it. I monitor them because
Amen.
I write columns, you know, and I, you know, do investigative work. But I don't support them. I won't support them. These people sit there and lie right through their teeth, right to the American people. And, you know, their bias is so obvious at this point, I don't know how they call themselves reporters.
Well, I was relating last night how I was watching a little bit, which I very seldom do, of the evening gossip on the networks. I don't even know what network it was, one of the cable networks, and it may have been Fox or one of the others. And here they were chitty-chattying about how the issues were really of importance. This the style, not the substance, but the style of difference between Rudy Giuliani and some of the other Republican candidates for office, and Mitt Romney, and they were spending a great deal of time on Mitt Romney's religion and his conversion to pro-life issues and so forth. And I'm saying, here's the North American Union. Here we go with SPP. Here we go with World War III and Iran. And all they're talking about is Mitt Romney's religion and Al Smith and resurrecting that whole, agenda. And anything but talking about real issues, as if this is where it's at.
Well, look at Hillary Clinton. I just happened to catch
tonight
on MSNBC, yes, the after debate, and they played a clip.
Mm-hmm.
I can't watch her. but she, her response, I guess it was the opening of the debate, and there was some confusion about something, and she said, I've been at this 15 years. I've been under attack by the right wing for 15 years, and it's made me stronger, and I'm your girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, Hillary. I'm so happy that you stayed married to a pig that any decent woman would have drop-kicked to the curb many, many years ago, and you're telling us that you're our girl?
And then many are wondering how Bill could have stayed with Hillary all of these years, given
it's
her picadillos.
It's a business arrangement, I mean, these two are in
marriage of convenience. Yeah.
They lust for power, the two of them, but look at Fox in the morning. Like I said, to me, I have to pay attention to this stuff because my motto is know your enemy. But Fox Morning Show is nothing but salacious, titillating stuff,
mm-hmm,
about Victoria's Secret's new push-up bra,
yep,
or Lindsay Lohan, or any. These people have the IQ of, 90 at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you're right, none of them are addressing the issues like Ron Paul is. None of them. Look at what's going to happen when that first wave of baby boomers retires starting this coming January. That poor man, what's his first name, Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States. He has been out touring the country for over a year trying to tell the American people, in his own words,
yep,
calling it a financial Armageddon, what's coming. And yet you have this silliness of Hillary showed some cleavage.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to really impress the dictators in communist China.
Oh, it's going to bring them down. It's definitely going to help bring them down. And you've got the two little mice now, Hillary and Obama, eating up on each other. And it's a laugh because you remember the days when Jimmy Carter was on the campaign trail and he said quite blank, blatantly and point blank. He said, Mr. and Mrs. America, I want you to know that if you find a Secretary of State and a security advisor like Brzezinski and these guys in my administration, he said, you will know that I have failed the American public. And certainly he appointed Cyrus Vance as Secretary of State and Brzezinski as security advisor right after he ascended to the throne. So he proved right then and there that he had failed the American public. And that was what it was all about. We control the administration, the CFR, the Trilats, the Bilderbergers. We staff them with our people and Department of Defense and the Secretary of State. All of these key positions are CFR members.
And
all
look,
of them.
Who's Rudy Giuliani's national security advisor?
Mm-hmm.
George Shultz. Who's,
yeah,
George Shultz? We're coming up on the anniversary,
yep,
not just of 9/11, and I hate to call it an anniversary. I think it's more of a commemorative occasion,
mm-hmm,
to think about, because there's nothing to celebrate, but,
mm-hmm,
so many Americans don't remember what happened December 1st, 1983, when the Russians shot down KAL-007.
Mm-hmm.
And, 62 Americans were taken hostage by the Russians, and George Shultz covered it up.
Yep.
And he is the advisor to Rudy cross-dressing serial adulterer liar Giuliani.
Yes. He's the perfect choice, though. And then we have all these neocons, you know, these Benjamin Netanyahu lookalikes that are staffing Mr. Giuliani's, cabinet already, looking forward to totally controlling him from the top down.
And people's treasury.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they can hardly wait to get their hands on it, even though it's empty.
It's unbelievable. Let's go to the phones. Let's start off 800-313-9443 with D.V. Kidd, our guest, and Ernie in Virginia is first. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, D.V.
Hi.
Hi. I've really enjoyed your recent articles. Also, the one in July where you discussed the executive order, the July 17th executive order.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I understand President Bush has another one more recently, August 1st, addressing Syria and Lebanon. And it's one executive order after another.
There's no holds barred at this point. You know, the Democrats are not going to stop him. They've already shown that. Nancy Pelosi's a joke.
Oh, absolutely. And this these hearings that we had with Alberto Gonzalez, and then to see the Democrats, the Senate, and the vote 60-28 to give the Mr. Gonzalez even more power under the FISA Act, and then to see the House cave in. This is never. This is continuing down a slippery slope. And in your view, are we now in a police state?
It's all been a fait accompli at this point. I mean, when you consider the fact that the United States Army is going to be guarding the NAUSPP Global Fest up in Canada next week, the United States Army, when you go and look at the provisions of the North American Union, it calls for a security perimeter, basically using our military to secure the North American continent under this North American Union. But it's reciprocal, because there's a case of a person I know up in Minnesota who was raided by the ATF. He was never charged, but the ATF, the FBI, the DEA, and the Canadian version of the FBI, the Canadians, were there during the and taking part in the raid on U.S. soil.
It's unbelievable, but I've been reading the Canadians seem to be more aware of the North American Union than American citizens, and seem to be more outraged. And I've read where Dr. Corsi has indicated that perhaps as many as 10,000 protesters will show up in protest against this upcoming summit on August 20th and 21st in Quebec.
Well, it is true that there is a huge contingent of very concerned Canadians, but we have to remember that their population is just nothing compared to the United States. So, you know, when you talk about a million people up there, you're talking about, you know, a tenth or something of the entire country's population. But, yeah, they're very upset because they wish to remain sovereign. Of course, there's nothing coming out of the country of Mexico, because they desperately want to dump another 100 million of their poor and their criminals and the terrorists get through and everything. These debates are such a farce that you honestly feel like you're on another planet watching multimillionaire like John Edwards sit there. He's the biggest hypocrite. He's phonier than his hairdo. And Obama... If this guy wasn't so dangerous, he would be a joke.
Oh, I know, but there is a common pattern with among them all. They're either CFR members or Trilateral Commission members or blessed by the Bilderberg, and Mr. Edwards has been blessed by the Bilderberg.
Or they are pandering to the American people on key issues like health care. And I did see the clip with Dennis Kucinich where he said that it's darn time he's got the bill already introduced in Congress for universal health care, and everybody has it, Medicare. And I thought to myself, well, you know, Dennis, you don't seem to remember when Hillary tried this and the internal memo that was obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, where she was told that it would not pass a Tenth Amendment challenge to the Constitution, and that's why Miss Hillary, Marxist, she's a Marxist to the hilt, that's why she backed off of it. But now you have a population that's sick and dying and desperate.
And Kucinich says, well, it's not socialized medicine now. All right, stay where you are. Ernie, if you wish to hang on, please.
Yes, I have a couple
right
more.
Right back, yes, with D.V. Kidd, our guest. Jump aboard right now, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
Okay, and we are back now. Ernie from Virginia and Leslie, I was going to say, I'm saying D.V. Kidd. And D.V., of course, is our columnist guest tonight. And Ernie, you had a lot more to say, so I want you to continue.
Yes, I do. D.V., you're one of my favorite writers on NewsWithViews.com, but I also enjoy articles by Stephen Yates, Chuck Baldwin, Cliff Kincaid, Patrick Brawley, and others. And it seems when I read between the different articles, there is a common theme and a common understanding on NewsWithViews.com, the threat to our national sovereignty and the history and the detailed analysis that you writers do with NewsWithViews.com. And I was curious, how long has NewsWithViews.com been on the net, and could you give us a little background on that website?
Well, if I remember correctly, I started writing for them back in about 2002, so I know that they were up and running a while before that, not long. But yeah, I think they have some of the best writers in the country because they're very issue-specific, and all of us provide source material for what we write about. And these are very talented, very intelligent people, and a lot of wonderful people have come on board in the last year. John Schlegel, who was he worked in narcotics and counterintelligence and stuff for the INS for like mm-hmm. 29 years, and
yep.
Mike Cutter, he was also INS for like 25 years, and people would recognize him if they see him on Fox and CNN. He's been on TV many times on the illegals invasion going on. And Jim Schwachow, who was a police officer for, I don't know, close to 40 years, and Greg Evenson, who was a Kansas State trooper and a member of the Secret Service. I mean, they have some really good writers who give life experience and tell people really what's going on. And we're in deep trouble.
You know,
I happened to catch, one of the other Demorats, that's what I call them, in their debate talking about more money for education. You know, the Treasury is overdrawn just under $9 trillion. This year, the budget for education, unconstitutional cabinet, I might add, mm-hmm. is $56 billion. $24.4 billion of that is for the failed No Child Left Behind. Last week, this idiot that heads up the Treasury, Henry Paulson, is begging Congress to hurry up and raise the debt ceiling limit so that they can continue to write hot checks, because that's what they are. There's no money in the bank, so they keep writing hot checks. They borrow the money from the central mm-hmm. bank, mm-hmm. and the debt gets slapped on her back. I did get an email from a guy that I know who's been going city to city to city with the Ron Paul campaign, and he said that it was so stunning that besides the war in Iraq, the other single most important issue when asked at the audience was to abolish the Federal Reserve.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
It is. The Congress hasn't found the time in 94 years to nix the central bank and the cabal of thieves that run the thing behind the scenes. But after the tragedy last week, the horrible tragedy of that bridge in Minnesota, within 48 hours, they had an emergency spending bill.
And as you pointed out in your column on the Minnesota bridge tragedy, mm-hmm. what I have said as soon as we talked about it the other night is that we have for years neglected our failing infrastructure, and we have poured money into other countries rebuilding roads and bridges that Israel has bombed in Palestine, for instance, to the tune of billions of dollars. But here in our country, we cannot keep these roads maintained, and taxpayers are taxed to the limit to support this expansionism overseas while neglecting our very safety here at home.
Not to mention the fact that there isn't a scintilla of justification in Article 1, Section 8, for the House of Representatives to introduce any spending legislation to rob the people's purse,
mm-hmm.
to give a single penny for humanitarian aid, nation building, or
right.
anything else. And it's not a matter of being stingy, but things like humanitarian efforts must be funded by private organizations
yep.
if Americans want to participate. But our Constitution doesn't allow this raping of the American people's treasury to fund one country, to bomb another, to kill innocent people. It is just horrific. And yet, you have a population, like I said before the break, they are sick, they're dying, they depend on Medicare, they cannot afford prescription. We have tens of millions, not one or two, but we have tens of millions of aging Americans that have nobody to take care of them, no place to go, no health care coverage. They weren't able to save anything because the state and federal government has been stealing every penny they have to enrich potentates in foreign countries and provide $1 million worth of prophylactics to the people of Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, Devi. And
I know about that contract.
Right, but on top of that, it's the inflation, the demise of the dollar in
yep.
the past 4 years.
Yep.
that's impacting greatly, adversely, our senior population and those on fixed incomes. But then we have this trade imbalance, and you mentioned Mr. Paulson, Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who goes way back and with the British Electronic Telegraph, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. has an interesting article today, China Threatens Nuclear Option of
yes.
Dollar Sales. So,
hey, thanks for the call, Ernie. We got a break. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll
Rick.
Be back with our next call in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams with DV Kit.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And we're back now with DV Kid, and less than 2% of illegal aliens are picking our crops, but 29% are on welfare. Over 70% of the United States' annual population growth and over 90% of Mexifornia, Florida, and New York results from immigration. 29% of inmates in federal prisons are illegal aliens. We're a bunch of fools letting this continue, and DV, you continue to write about it, and the statistics are really alarming now, aren't they?
Yes, they're alarming, and while this Congress is out there during their August recess, every day that they're out there, an average of 12 to 25 Americans will be killed by a drunk illegal on the road or by outright murder. Mm. You know, these advocates of, lawlessness, They don't understand that it doesn't matter the country of origin, whether it's communist China, Vietnam, France, Ireland, Mexico. It doesn't matter. Illegal means illegal. But I, you know, my family was affected by this, and I hope it doesn't happen to somebody else. But my daughter was hit twice by illegals. And the first time it put her in the hospital, we had uninsured motorist coverage, which is one of the best insurance companies in the country, USAA, because my husband's a retired Army colonel.
Mm-hmm.
Despite that, she was hit by an illegal. This I went to L.A. right away. This was this young girl went to UCLA. They knew she was an illegal. She was there on federal funding. She laughed in my face and told me to stick it. There wasn't anything I could do to bother her. She had no insurance, so they, of course, USA fixed Brandy's car. They wouldn't pay for the specialized treatment. 9 months later, she was broadsided by an illegal alien who ran a red light going 40 miles an hour. If she'd have hit my daughter's driver's side, she would have killed my daughter. I called the private investigative firm that I'd hired before because I found out about it while I was at the Amtrak station in Chicago in the middle of a blizzard. They tracked her down, and she got across the border. She skipped across the border into Mexico before they could catch her. She had phony Michigan plates, phony Michigan license. In a three-year period, because my daughter couldn't work for her, she couldn't hold a job, and she will be on medication the rest of her life, it cost us $92,000 in cold, hard cash to help her and pay the medical bills and lawyers.
And then when you read that on top of that, just in Los Angeles alone, 95% of the warrants for murder are for illegal aliens. 75% of the people on the most wanted list in L.A. are illegal aliens. And it's not just L.A. and Arizona and Texas. It's all over the United States. And this scumbag in the White House continues to refer to them as our guests. And he should be exited from the country and forced to be on the gallows in Mexico, but
well,
not be allowed to die here.
He never wanted the borders closed because the NAU was percolating a long time before Phyllis Schlafly brought it to anybody's attention in August of 2005. Mm-hmm. That 1,600-mile corridor, and I live in West Texas, the environmental impact statements alone had to take 10 years. So Bush knew about it. That's why he won't close the borders. They want to integrate these countries and have no borders. I can tell you something else about L.A. the next time people want to go to Disneyland. I was in USAA's face. They're supposed to be, you know, our insurance company to represent us. They charged my daughter with the second accident because they couldn't interview this illegal who skipped back across the border, so they didn't believe my daughter despite the affidavits from the witnesses who watched this woman run the red light. 48% of all drivers in the L.A. basin have no insurance, none. And in the very poorer areas that are Hispanic enclaves, they honestly look like Tijuana, Linwood, and places like that. The rate is as high as 79% with no insurance. Mm-hmm. Most of them don't even have driver's licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And most Americans don't realize that if they don't have uninsured motorist coverage, you don't get anything. They won't fix your car. They won't take care of your medical bills. You're on your own.
Isn't that sad, what America
has become?
It's
sickening. It's repulsive. And while Nancy Pelosi, who has a net worth of $55 million, and Dianne Feinstein, who's worth $1 billion because her and her husband have been in bed with the communist Chinese for years, while they're at their fancy cocktail parties tonight, Americans are being slaughtered here. They're being slaughtered in Iraq. It is just unbelievable how the American people can turn around and run to the ballpark tomorrow as if they don't have a care in the world.
And the best they can do is offer us a revision of the FISA Act, which guarantees that Americans will officially be spied on in law now, regardless of whether they are involved in any, quote, terrorism against America, simply by virtue of correspondence with somebody overseas. This is the best the Democrats can do, huh?
That's because Hillary Clinton and John Edwards and Obama and the rest of these useful fools, as Lenin called them, stand up there and promise an aging population that they're going to get free health care, they're going to save Social Security, and the middle class, they're going to create jobs, which the government has no authority to do unless it's something like clerking for the Supreme Court. They make all of these promises Americans have their backs to the wall. Like I said, we have an aging population out there. I'm sorry to say, and I don't mean to insult your audience, but too many Americans don't take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. And then they turn around, and when their bodies start to break down, they expect everybody else, you know, to pay for their
right.
excesses in life, and they won't take responsibility. But then again, how many Americans understand the danger of drinking poison like aspartame? In this country, every day, something like 90 million gallons of diet soft drinks are consumed, loaded with aspartame, 5,000 food sources, all commercial yogurt. And then, of course, we have the fluoride. You know, I wrote a column about fluoride a couple of years ago.
Yes.
The fact that the Russians and the Nazis, when they did a bunch of research, they discovered that fluoride affected a part of the brain that made people unable to resist. And I quoted a communist whose cell was broken when they had the crackdown on, you know, routing out communists in this country. He testified in front of Congress that one of the main goals of the Communist Party was to fluoridate the water in the United States so they could simply take over the country because the people's brains would be so rotted they wouldn't be able to resist.
Yeah, not just their teeth, but their brains, yes.
I know.
Well, that reminds me of a speech that I gave in college and I won first prize for, Fluoride and Truth Decay. you know, there's no question that the poison is there. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I remember when I was drinking diet soda, and I'm drinking diet soda, and there I was, this goes back and taking a 2-liter bottle within the course of a day. I would wake up in the morning, and my thumb, my hand, my whole hand was absolutely numb, like it was dead, you know? And I realized it was the soda. It's the aspartame. It's the poison that they put in it. And the other day, there was an MSNBC report on diet soda versus regular soda. And I'm laughing because the worst they could come up with on that front was that the fact that there's no refined sugar in it is probably a dangerous thing insofar as people are now eating more because they're drinking sugar-free diet soda rather than regular soda. And that's the worst about diet soda that they could come up with. I mean, they just automatically dismiss the studies, dismiss the facts pertaining to aspartame and all the other additives there.
Well, they have big advertisers, and it's
sure.
so sad because the children of this country, you know, my parents are old. They're in their 80s. And my grandparents came from Palermo. They came on the boat to Ellis Island. Neither my grandparents and my real father's parents came from Munich. They fled from Nazi Germany. And my mom, they have never used toothpaste in their life. They use baking soda. None of them. None of them have had gum disease. They had very few cavities. Grandpa Odo died when he was 94 with all his teeth. My mother has all of her teeth. They don't have any of the dental problems. Back in 94, I had all of the fillings taken out of my teeth, my daughter's teeth. Mm-hmm. I had gold put in them. We went straight to fluoride-free toothpaste, fluoride-free mouthwash. Had no problems, and yet I look at these kids, their mouths just look horrible, and their parents are spending a fortune on dental care because mm-hmm. fluoride rots your teeth, it rots your stomach lining, it fries your brain. Mm-hmm. But the American people, you know, like we said at the beginning of the show, you have a conglomerate of several, you know, families that own all of the information. And we're doing our best, you know, to write columns and stuff, reaching as many. And News with Views reaches a lot more people than people
realize.
They're very big, but still 48%, an estimate is 48% of the homes in this country don't have a PC. And seniors my parents' age, they're afraid of technology, and so they'll never have one. My mom depends on me to download stuff and send it along to her.
Yeah. But what you say is absolutely true about the fluoridation. At the same time, you know, as you mentioned in one of your previous columns about the Codex Alimentarius, here we are, it's this whole agreement to which the government of the United States is a signatory, is
yep.
destroying our right to take care of our bodies,
mm-hmm.
and also trying to make it impossible for people to use things like vitamin B17, Laetrile, nitrilicides, and so forth and so on. So here we have the FDA prosecuting and persecuting anyone, physicians and others, who try to help people overcome cancer. And at the same time, they're approving of things that cause cancer. So you see how wicked things are
today.
They're
evil. These people have black souls. And there's no money in the cure, only the treatment. And I've said this on the air before. They outlawed B17, and I can't highly recommend enough a book called World Without Cancer by the brilliant G. Edward Griffin. But back in 1994, when I found out about it, the first thing I learned to do was I bought the apricot pits from an organic company. I bought the vegetarian capsules. I bought a small coffee grinder. I grind up my apricot pits and stuff them in the capsules, and I've been taking them every day since 1994. And you know what, Congress and the FDA, come and charge me. What are they going to do, outlaw apricot trees?
Devi, don't give them any ideas, please.
No, but I mean, when you go to the store and buy apricot preserves from Smucker's, those are apricot pits, those seeds. So would somebody please tell me the difference?
Right.
What are they going to do, arrest Smucker's?
Absolutely.
You know what? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Yes. All right. Jerry, are you there? Jerry? We lost Jerry. I don't know why, but all of a sudden
we dropped him
off the phone. That's okay. Well, our number is 800-313-9443. It's so interesting to listen to, DV, that I tell you, I can't help but continuing to talk. But we'll take a quick call because DV can't stay here all night. She's busy. She's got columns to write, and we'll take your call as it comes in. So get on the line very quickly. You know, the fact that, you know, you mentioned that there are a handful now in Congress, Representative Virgil Gude, who have signed on to his own resolution, House Concurrent Resolution 487, that would basically stop this North American Union in its tracks. And there are a handful, that actually voted, and actually more than a handful. I mean, let's face it, there's sort of like a rebellion going on, even with the Republicans in the House, against all of this, the funding for the SPP, for the NAFTA, for the NAU, you know, the funding for the incarceration of Ramos and Compeon and so forth. So, you know, the House, at the very least, is getting the message, I think, to some extent.
Oh, yeah.
People are enraged.
We are having some victories. I mean, stopping that amnesty bill was a slap in the face to the power brokers in Washington, D.C., but 18 states have signed on to absolutely reject the SPP. So the momentum is building, but at the same time, when you push, as my friend Larry Beecraft likes to say, if you slap the king, expect to die. So
Yes. There's
going to be trouble. But the states of the union, they are the ones who have to step up to the plate, and a lot of them have, but unfortunately, a lot of them went out of session around May. Here in Texas, our legislature went sine die May 31st of this year, and it doesn't reconvene until January of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is in every other year, and look who we have for a governor. We have a crook and a traitor.
Well, you have the esteemed Rick Perry in Texas.
Sure, and he's the one who spearheaded the sellout, not of just this state, but, of course, the United States.
He's looking to be president someday.
He's looking for trouble. I can tell you, there are some really fired-up organizations. Texans, these people have been on the land.
Remember, I'm
a carpetbagger. I only got here a year and a month, 2 months ago. But these families, they've been on this land for not decades, but centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not going to allow themselves to be pushed off the land by that corridor. They're just not. I know of a couple of occasions where women ranchers have stood up right there in front of the officials and said, this is what the Second Amendment's for, and don't forget it, because we will not back down. And that's pretty ballsy, if you ask me.
Yes, absolutely. You are getting back to the illegal invasion. You had written a great piece incorporating these thoughts on what just happened in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, with the judge's decision to basically, throw out the law that has protected Pennsylvanians from the illegal invasion, Hazleton particularly. And you had some very strong comments to make about that judge, and also about the plaintiffs and those involved, really the ACLU and these communist organizations. If you want to amplify on that, you may.
Well, I was at the Chris Simcox and the Minutemen were very kind to me 2 years ago now. I went down to their headquarters. They don't tell people the location. Mm-hmm. But when I was down there, there was a bit of a hubbub going on, and I asked my escort for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on? Well, the ACLU sends their pimps down there to harass our Minutemen and women who are doing what the federal government won't do by design. They go down there and they let the illegals know where the Minutemen are so that they can escape their attention and smuggle themselves across the border like snakes in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the mayor of Hazleton is right. The state's right. And they have, you know, the Constitution guaranteed the state's a Republican form of government. But it goes back even farther than that. And I quoted Dr. Edwin Beer, who's probably the premier expert in this country.
Yeah.
On the origin of the militias under the control of the state. But before they got under the control of the state, they were independent. Congress cannot abolish them. The states can't abolish them. And the states of the union need them. And I have been on this for a long, long time. But Mayor Barletta is right. I believe that the case law is going to end up being on his side. But the American Communist Lawyers Union is a cancer on the politics of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how any Christian, you know, just take that as one, can belong to that organization when they defend individuals from NAMBLA, the North American Men Boys Love Association, whose motto is sex after eight, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I believe in the First Amendment, but this is absolutely toxic.
It is toxic waste indeed. We shall return. D.V. Kidd, our guest, newswithviews.com. We'll be back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
And that goes without saying. We are back, and we are continuing our discussion with D.V. Kidd. And D.V., the I'm reading some of the interesting things that emails that come from the News with Views columns. And of course, you have, as Ernie had mentioned earlier, a couple of great columnists as yourself there. You deal really with the treason that goes back to really the turn of the last century, and how the Wilson administration started this off with its big push, you know, for democracy overseas. And nowhere in the Constitution was the word democracy ever mentioned, nor was it even permitted that our foreign policy should be based on, quote, bringing democracy to the world or ending the world's problems. Yet Roosevelt and Wilson both use that false, if you will, persona of the Constitution to convince the American people it was our messianic duty to become involved in world wars, world affairs, and to somehow bring the world to safety, peace and safety, as they would say, you know? Absolutely treasonous.
The Smithsonian Institute, I got one of my trips to Washington, D.C., and it's a book on presidents, and right there for Harry Truman, it says that Harry Truman's job is to continue forming and cementing the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, what right do we have to go into a sovereign country like Iraq, despite how bad Saddam Hussein was, and try to change their culture by murdering and killing and destroying their country and dictating to them? And, you know, in their constitution, it requires the indigenous farmers there to use Monsanto's patented seeds. These people can't even use their own seeds.
Mount Satan, yes.
You know, I mean, it is so
Mount Satan.
Evil. And yet you have these people like Sean Hannity waving the flag while he's sitting there in his $1,000 suit, mm-hmm, making $1 million a year while his rear end is nice and comfortable.
Yeah, they have a way of doing that without batting an eyelash, huh?
I can tell you it'd be different if the draft was in effect and his son was of an age.
You know, you have to wonder, though, D.V. I don't even think that it would faze them, even if their own kids were sent off. I think they're so demented and so selfish and so devoted to this world order because it pays them, that they don't even really care enough to do anything to save their own families from it. I mean, we're living in an age of selfishness and rebellion where these people have absolutely no concern for what's right. They as you point out, they wrap the whole mantra up in the idea of helping to rid the world of evil dictators and so on and so forth. All I had to do is just go back to the Founding Fathers and read Madison and others who said, we don't seek to go overseas to Europe and elsewhere in search of monsters to destroy. You remember that?
Yes.
We don't do that, and we shouldn't do that.
John Hannity makes his money. He cloned himself after Rush Winbag. But just remember back when Bill Clinton invaded and started an undeclared war over in Kosovo and the Balkans. And who was screaming against it? The people like shallow Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
But now that the situation's reversed and his
president...
Doesn't
that make you sick? Yeah, I mean, these people...
They are evil. They are evil because they simply are hypocritical liars.
Yep.
Their blind loyalty is to the party. My party's in power. Well, you know, mm-hmm, what? It's been a great party, but thank you. I think I'll sit this dance out.
Right, right. We don't have time to take the next call right now. Can you hang on for a few minutes?
Huh?
Can you hang on for 5 minutes?
5 minutes, yeah.
Okay, we'll come right back. Hour number two, the beginning of the show. We'll take another call right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams. D.V. Kidd is our guest. We'll be right back.